AP News, I'm Hayafin Zwani. Reality TV star Todd Chrisley has been released from prison after being pardoned by President Donald Trump. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. will begin revoking the visas of some Chinese students. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports the Trump administration is taking steps to target more international students.
The department has halted scheduling new visa interviews for international students until it releases guidelines for ramping up vetting of their social media activity. The president now says Harvard should cap its percentage of foreign students.
Maybe around 15%. Not 31%.
And defended increased scrutiny of those looking to study here.
I want to make sure that the foreign students are people that can love our country.
But an association that represents international educators says the uncertainty raised by suspending visa appointments will hurt the U.S.'s reputation as a destination country. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on lengthy sentences for human smugglers that left 11 people stranded in freezing weather.
Harsh Kamal Patel, the convicted ringleader of an international human smuggling plot, has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. The driver who was supposed to pick the frozen group up, Steve Shand, was sentenced to 6.5 years. It's been more than 3 years since a family of four from India froze to death while trying to cross into the U.S. along the Canadian border in a blizzard.
I'm a lifelong Minnesotan. I would not go out in this weather.
Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota, Lisa Kirkpatrick, says the smugglers did not care about their victims.
What they cared about was money, and their callous indifference to the value of human life cost a family of four their lives.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on why so-called wrench attacks on wealthy crypto holders are on the rise.
The headline-grabbing story of an Italian man in New York who says he was kidnapped and tortured for weeks inside a Soho townhouse by captors seeking his Bitcoin highlights a dark side of the cryptocurrency world. The threat of violence to get digital assets. The alleged attempted robbery is known as a wrench attack. It's a term made popular by an online comic mocking how easily high-tech security can be undone by hitting someone with a wrench until they give up passwords. Experts say wrench attacks are on the rise thanks in part to cryptocurrencies move into mainstream finance. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin offer traders full control of their funds without the need for a bank. The trade-off, if funds are lost or stolen, there can be no way to get them back. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Hayafin Zwani, AP News.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.